Once we understand our mission, now we're on the right track. Now you can ask for help and get it. For that only. Not for anything else. You're not going to get help if you already have a Rolls Royce to get another Rolls Royce. You're not going to get it. They're going to help you only when your intention is improving living conditions and what you've done is not enough and you find there's a problem that needs to be corrected and you did all you could towards correcting that problem that's destroying living conditions, then you ask for help and you get it immediately. Immediately. Once we understand this, we're on the right track. If what your intentions are, I mean, if you're walking by the street, you know, there's a board with a nail sticking up. 99% of the people say, kick it aside, I mean, somebody's going to get hurt with it. Let them take care of it and say, what the heck do I care about it? Yes, we should care. We should pick it up, get the nail out, get it out of the way so nobody gets hurt. See what he's saying? Banana peel on the sidewalk. Somebody sleep on it, eh, the heck you care? A lot of people kick it aside, let somebody just, I don't care about anybody getting hurt by sleeping on the banana peel. Oh yes, once you're aware of this, you go pick it up and put it aside so nobody gets hurt. See what I'm saying now? Now this is how we're supposed to be functioning on this planet. And we're not. Although we don't care for one another. Jesus knew this, and this love one another means help one another. That's what it meant. Yeah. You help me, I help you. Everybody helps each other. Be great. That's what I'm saying. At Alpha, we should pray for one another. At Beta, we pray on one another. A different kind of praying, you know. You don't care about anybody else, but think everything somebody else got. As long as you get it. That is wrong again. So we want to gain helping others gain, not gain at somebody else's loss. Okay? That's the base right there.